Our order of service this morning is the order of morning service, starting on page 5. And there's one thing we're doing a little bit differently than we normally do. If you look at your bulletin insert and take a look at the introit, we have the Gloria Patri, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Instead of reading this responsively, as we have been, we're going to sing the portion that's in the hymnal as part of the service in that, and then return to saying that last verse responsively at the end. And that is all. Please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son
to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee, and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and forgives us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised us his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Found printed in the bulletin. With upright heart, he shepherded them.
He guided them with his skillful hand.
He commanded the skies above,
and opened the doors of heaven.
And he rained down on them manna to eat,
and gave them the grain of heaven.
Man ate of the bread of the angels. With upright heart, he shepherded them. Glory be to God on high.
We praise thee,
Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus as the heavenly bread of life. Grant us faith to feast on him in your word and sacraments, that we may be nourished unto life everlasting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading is found written in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. The whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when he sat down, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I am about to rain heaven, a bread from heaven, for you. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we, that you grumble against us? And Moses said, When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. Here ends the reading. Our epistle reading is found written in the Epistle to the Ephesians, the 4th chapter. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling of which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Here ends the reading. The Holy Gospel reading for today comes from the Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. We rise for the reading of the gradual, please. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Here ends the reading of the gospel. We We profess our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, found printed on page 12 in the hymnal.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day.
Pardon me, I thought there were five stanzas, or I lost count. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's meditation is the epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 4, which was read to you a few moments ago. In the name of Jesus, dear friends in Christ, E pluribus unum, out of many, one. That's been the motto of the United States since the War for Independence. In 1782, it was designated as the motto to reflect that the United States was a new nation, one nation made up of individual states. Although in Congress in 1956 established "In God We Trust" as the official motto of the United States, E Pluribus Unum is still on our coins and our currency, as well as on the Great Seal of the United States of America. It's embroidered or printed on the ribbon that's held in the eagle's beak. E Pluribus Unum is also reflecting today's occasion at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. Individuals and families from all over the nation are gathered for the biannual reunion of the Johann Georg Schumm family. It also describes the 175th anniversary of this congregation. Founded here in Wilshire Township, Van Wert County, Ohio in 1846, this congregation began as a place primarily for the Schumm families to gather to receive God's gifts in word and sacrament. Today, the congregation includes members who may have no ties whatsoever to the Schumm family. But because the ties that bind believers to our God, great God and Savior Jesus Christ, we're all together here in what Martin Luther called a little holy flock or community of pure saints under one head, Christ. Each and every member of this congregation of the church has been brought into it by the Holy Spirit and incorporated into it in the fact that we have heard and continue to hear the word of God. The Apostle Paul makes the same point in the portion of scripture read earlier as the epistle lesson. Paul was writing to a church made up of both Jews and Gentiles, or non-Jews. For centuries, there had been tension between these two groups. Jews are descendants from Abraham, and they knew that God had set them apart to be his holy people. Through them, God had promised to send the one who would save the world and establish God's reign forever. Gentiles, on the other hand, were people from other nations and tribes. History shows that although many of them had some idea of a supreme being or power, they didn't know the true God. As Paul wrote, "For God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles." Now, people get defensive when they perceive that they're looked down upon by others, especially when their religion is being belittled. That's the root cause of the tension between the Gentiles and the Jews. But when Christ descended from heaven and took on human flesh, he revealed God's true nature, his love for all people, and his desire that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That truth, according to Jesus, was God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Just look at Jesus' ministry. He had compassion on people. When people came to him, he accepted them as they were, and then he healed them in body and soul. And because he welcomed sinners and ate with them, the pious religious leaders condemned him and had him crucified, put to death under the curse of men and of God. But Jesus proved them all wrong. After 3 days, he rose from the dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And over the next 40 days, he appeared to many witnesses. Sometime later, a well-educated Jew named Saul zealously tried to rid the world of the followers of Jesus. But Jesus confronted Saul on the road to Damascus and changed his life. After his conversion, Paul became the apostle to the Gentiles, his former enemies, because Jesus had revealed to him that God wanted all people to know that there is only one way to eternal life, and that there is no other way apart from faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In Ephesus, Paul had worked for more than 3 years, teaching and encouraging the believers in that city, Jew and Gentile alike. He taught them who Jesus was and what he had done to rescue them from sin and damnation. Jesus loved all people. He gave himself for sinners. His whole earthly ministry was focused on caring for those in need, no matter what their background. Jesus came to save God's people, Israel, that's true. But during his earthly ministry, Jesus showed that God's mercy was not limited to the Jewish people alone. In Samaria, he met a woman at a well and led her to desire the true water that leads to eternal life. He healed a Roman centurion's son. While in the district of Tyre and Sidon, that's Gentile country, he healed the daughter of a Canaanite woman. In his teaching, Jesus also showed that God's mercy is for all people. The parable of the mustard seed, a tiny seed that grows into a large shrub or even tree, as Jesus calls it, is large enough for the birds to nest in its branches. That parable teaches that God's kingdom may start small, but it grows to shelter people of every tribe and tongue and nation. You see, in baptism, the Holy Spirit connects people to Jesus. There, in baptism, we too were united with him in his death and resurrection. In baptism, the Holy Spirit makes our bodies his temple, the place where he dwells. With Paul, then, we confess, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, from many, we are really one in Christ. If only were that easy to live as we were Christ's holy people, even with one another at times. We still drag around this weight of sin that corrupts not just our bodies, but our minds as well. The devil, the world, and our own flesh distract us constantly, keep us from living the abundant new life that God has called us to live. That's why we need to remain in his word. That's what Paul was encouraging the Ephesians when he wrote to them, and what he encourages us to do as well. We need to maintain our connection to the church, especially because Paul calls the church the body of Christ. In other words, we need each other. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that being separated from other people creates anxiety and stress that leads to emotional distress and, in some cases, even physical illness. With recent reports of COVID variants spreading around the country and political leaders considering reemploying masks and lockdowns, tensions are already building in communities and between people. But for Christians, there's another reason why we need each other. We are the body of Christ. God has given each one of us gifts and abilities. The purpose being so that we can continue the ministry of our Lord Jesus in this world. That ministry is proclaiming the good news that the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom comes wherever his word, the message of Christ, is shared, not just by what we say, but by what we do as well, both in this place and wherever we are in the world. You see, we are Christians, followers of Christ, wherever we are, and therefore we are always bearing witness to Jesus by our words and actions. For example, while serving in a church in upstate New York, a member asked me to visit her mother, who lived in a nearby senior high-rise. When I arrived there, I reached to press the button that would let her know I was there, and then she opened the door for me. And above her name was my name, H. Shum. Later, I met Harold Shum, who told me that he had grown up in this congregation. He had even helped unload the bricks that were used to make this building. His son lived in Syracuse, was active in the church also, and was well known throughout the entire Eastern District. I think he served on the board of directors there. A faith begun and nurtured here bore fruit far from here, from one generation to the next. My grandfather was born here and baptized in this congregation. He moved as a boy to Brooklyn, New York with his father. Later, at that church that he attended there, he met and married my grandmother. They were active there, and then later they moved to California for a few years, then back to New Jersey. They were active in churches in both places. I grew up in a neighboring town where both my parents were active in the church. Many of us, if not all of us, have similar stories about where we come from and how we got to where we are and how the Lord was at work in all of that. Do you see what has happened? God has called us to be one in Christ. He has gifted us differently to accomplish his purposes as we work together in the church. And then he has sent us to various places to continue to use the talents and gifts he provides to serve others. Even if you've always attended one congregation for your entire life, your service has affected your fellow saints at that church, who then left to serve their Lord and their neighbors somewhere else. All this happens because God loves us and has sent his Son Jesus to save us from the just consequences of our sin. Rescued from God's wrath, eternal death, adopted into God's family through the waters of baptism, equipped with gifts so that we might serve God and neighbor. We have been blessed as God grants us the joy of knowing that he continues to work in us and through us to bring salvation to people around the world. Out of many, one. That motto describes the Church of Jesus Christ. We come from different backgrounds, are given different talents by our Creator, but we are connected to the one from whom we receive salvation and for whom we live. And yet, from that one, Christ, we are many, entrusted with time and talents and life itself, that we might serve God and our neighbor wherever we might be. Today, in Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, Shum, Ohio, we thank God for the faith he has created in our forefathers and which, through the generations, he has now worked in us. To God be all the glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please rise for prayer. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We praise thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we may show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, that, walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of thy favor, be sustained and comforted under the troubles of this life, and finally, be received into thine everlasting kingdom. We offer unto thee our common supplications for the good estate of thy church throughout the world, that it may be guided and governed by thy good spirit, that all who profess themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Send down upon all ministers of the gospel and upon all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Most heartily we beseech thee with thy favor to behold the President and Congress of the United States and all others in authority, and so to replenish them with thy grace, that they may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and happiness, truth and righteousness, religion and piety may be established among us throughout all generations. We humbly entreat thee also for all sorts and conditions of men, that thou would be pleased to make thy ways known unto them, thy saving health unto all nations. We also commend to thy fatherly goodness all those who are in any way afflicted or distressed in mind, body, or estate, that it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. Especially Marvin Brody, Esther Schweier, Jin McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Aubrey Art, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Thomas Etzler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Barbara Wolford, Ryan Fiesel, Charlotte Davis, Maya Cullough, Wanda Schweier, Waylon Steiner, Kenny Miller, Patricia Lee, Jeff Secor, and Nikki Strait. Lord of the Church, as this congregation is in a time of pastoral vacancy, grant by your grace that Zion continually be fed by your word, which sustains them unto salvation. Holy Spirit, grant discernment to Zion's call committee. Guide them by your word as they seek out the next man to feed them with your word and blessed sacraments. Gracious Lord, look with favor upon your dear saints here at Zion. Grant them patience, zeal, and strong faith in you. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are the wisdom sent from your Father and our Father. Grant to all of us godly wisdom, that we would look to you as an example and avoid pride, arrogance, and impatience. Lastly, Almighty Father, guard and guide Zion, and give unto them your peace, not as the world gives, but the peace that you freely give in the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Trusting in your promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church and thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which cometh down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Thank you.
may be seated. We thank Reverend Shum for giving us our message this morning and helping out with the service as part of the Shum family reunion. So thank you also to all of our guests for being here. I haven't received any special announcements, so have a good week.